one you're gonna do now?
If that's the one you want me to do.
Is that Roberto Cruz?
Yeah, do you get that? Do you get the red sheet?
She said, "Why they come on?" Did you hear your name? So once they come on, start talking to you, just give, make sure you give them your names.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record, please?
Yeah, my name is Roberto E. Cruz. My number is 141-527.
Thank you. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning. I'm going to introduce the board members and the DOC parole office representative. Currently, our board chairman, Dr. White, has authorized a two-member panel for the revocation hearings. And to my left is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and I'm David Neal. And then to my right is the DOC parole office representative, which is Mr. Grady. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification and of the hearing and signed it on October 12th. You remember that, sir?
October 12th, I received that. Yeah, I signed a piece of paper, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that tells you your rights for the hearing, and among those is the right to, for you to be paid at your own expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah.
Okay, before we go on, I need to swear you in and Mr. Grady. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We'll start on phase number one. You have two allegations alleged on your warrant. I'm going to read the allegations listed on the warrant. I need you to respond whether the allegation or allegations are true or false. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of morphine on or about November 2nd, 2015, per the past GCMS lab report dated November 25th, 2015. Is that true or false, sir?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, allegation number two is violation of the condition of supervision number two as demonstrated by your failure to follow directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for face-to-face contact visit on or about December 8th, 2015 as a written directive as of November 19th, 2015. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you. Based on the admission of Mr. Cruz, I move to find Mr. Cruz delinquent as he has violated the terms and condition of his supervision and that may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, so hang on just a minute. I don't move the table. I got to make sure I do. Okay, sir, we'll move on to phase two. And we will go through the information and determine whether or not the board is going to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. But first, we'll get some more information from Mr. Grady.
Mr. Cruz was released from DLC on April 29th of 2015. He was arrested on September 11th of 2017 by Tucson PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DLC on September 11th of 2017. He has a CSED of November 29th of 2017 that reflects 643 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1993, narcotic drug violation, 18 months. 2001, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He has 3 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2-1, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang information. Prior term of supervision, 1994, temporary release, completed 3.5 months. 2001, TIS release. Absconded for 846 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. Disciplinary violations, moderate. Other arrests, 1986. Narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2, V2.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Cruz, we'll go over some of the information about the release, what everything looked like on April 29th of 2015, you reported for placement at 1022 North Anita Avenue in Tucson. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And did you stay at that residence the whole time you were gone, or just until you absconded?
I completed the 1291, okay, and then I fell back into drugs, which I should have followed up after care, but it's too late now. And I was at my girlfriend's house, naturally.
Okay, sir, it shows that you were employed at least for an hour at the Motel 8 on I-10 in Fayetteville in Tucson as a maintenance person. Did you stay employed there, or did you have other employment while you were out?
I stayed there working during the whole time. I was doing pretty well with that 1291 program. And like I said, I failed to do aftercare. I could have done that, yet I didn't. And that was the mistake I made. And I quit that job and started getting like a hermit over there at my girlfriend's house and going to day labor. You know,
okay.
That's what I was doing.
All right, then for program, it shows on May 5th of 2015, you enrolled in Sage Counseling, SB 1291 program. You successfully completed that program July 28th of 2015.
Yeah, but I didn't do aftercare. I should have gone to aftercare. I would be in town.
All right, well, it looks like you're also assigned to task under the color program. I said it looks like you're also assigned to the task color of the day program. And you have the color line, and then it shows that looks like you had quite a bit of about a foot and a half and half success and not successful. You had in November 17th of 2015, you had a diluted sample, then it shows no. On November the 2nd of 2015, there was a positive for morphine based on GCMS confirmation. Then October 22nd was diluted. October 1st was none provided. And then on October 2nd, it shows that you had a negative. So apparently that was the day after you didn't drop. You went and had one. It was negative. Then on the 18th of September, you didn't drop. Then you had seven negatives, and then one more. Then you were reassigned and had three more negatives. You were a different color.
Yes.
So do you have an ongoing drug problem, sir?
Yeah, I've been in
short term,
long term treatment as well.
Okay. What's your drug of choice, sir? Okay.
Yeah.
So, sir, you were out abstaining for 640 some days. What were you doing during that time?
I was at my girlfriend's house. I wouldn't come out of the house. It was not easy. Like I said, I couldn't get a job. I went to go get a job, but they run the NCIC thing, and that just, I couldn't get a job. So I did a little bit of labor force, how you go once a week or twice a week, whatever. And I was doing a little bit of yard work, gardening work for the neighbor guy. As a matter of fact, I left the
okay. Well, sir, if you wouldn't have abstained, you could have been out and clear about a year and a half ago. It looks like in about 27 days you're going to be released, and there won't be any supervision or anything else like that. Do you have plans? What are you going to do when you get out?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go. My kids are really good kids. Okay, none of this is their fault. It's my own, stupid decision that I made. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the third house. I need some help here. I can't do this with myself. I've got to be.
See if there's any questions from my fellow board member and to Mr. Dalton. Any questions? Okay, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I would ask that you stay on the phone but remain silent. And although it may sound like we're talking to you during this discussion, we're not. We're just going to be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. And when we get back to you, we'll have a decision on your revocation. You understand?
I'm going to put this all down right here in front of me. And that way you can...
No, we need you to stay on the phone, sir.
Yeah, just, yeah, stay on the phone, but just stay, be quiet and stay quiet while you're talking, okay? Okay, what was the discussion? This is, it's one of too many cases like this where there's an ongoing drug problem, and because of the amount of time that Mr. Cruz had absconded this time and the last time that he absconded from TIS release, and the ongoing history of drug abuse, I have a problem concerning for reinstatement on his community supervision, but also as of the 29th of November, he'll be released from DOC and have no supervision and nobody to report to, and he can be free to do what he wants. So that's my position, but I'm willing to hear from the board members.
I agree. I just hope that Mr. Cruz will put together a program that when he gets out, that he'll get into a program and get off drugs and become a productive citizen.
All right. So, with that, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Cruz, as he was delinquent, violated terms and condition of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, the board has revoked your community supervision, but you will be released from prison there on about November 29th of 2017, at which time you won't have any community supervision. You won't have to report to the parole officer. You'll be on your own, and hopefully you can put together a program between now and then so that you can seek some help with your drug problems, and then not revert the relapse onto the drugs and not getting arrested and sent back to prison for any other charges. Mm-hmm. Understand? Any questions?
All right, do you understand? Yeah, I'm going to give it my head shot,
Okay, well, this concludes your hearing, sir. No further discussion. And if you put the CO3 back on the form, we do wish you luck and hope to never see you here again.
Oh, you tell me.
Okay. Tell me he looks 56. I hate to say I couldn't understand 2/3 of the step from that. Sound like you're in a 10 can or something like that. But I noticed that on this one, Tucson is. But I trouble that all the time. I'll have to get Mel when she gets back to see.
How you doing, this is Officer Thomas.
I think that was the only one you had for us this morning, right?
Also, pardon?
Was that the only one you had for us this morning?
Yes, that's the only one she has this morning.
Okay, sir. Thank you. We appreciate your assistance.
All right, no problem. You have a great day.
You have a great day yourself. Thank you.